Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How was it this time?
Good. This is the only time we get to see each other.
I know.
Y'all look so good. Yeah.
You guys know that, right? We don't record together. Yeah.
We were just told.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the dynamic was if you guys were bouncing off each other, but I guess it's.
I tried. Did you
I wish.
Try? I tried with Kristen Johnson and Drayden Mattel. They were playing my girlfriends and two, I think it was. I can't remember anymore. But it didn't work because we all started over talking each other, and they couldn't separate the takes.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was
right.
They had to throw it away.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. What did she say?
Lori. Lori was saying that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the last time I remember even seeing someone in the studio was the first movie I did, which was Two.
Right.
And I haven't seen another person in the studio.
Right. Never again.
No.
Oh. How do you feel that Sid finally got a
Oh, Jesus Christ, finally. I get to link up and schmooze and then And she's hot, too. Because that Francine was high maintenance. She was a pain in my slog butt.
She's hot in real life. In real life, she's hot.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
Easy now, boy. I know you're doing threesomes on
Yeah.
This ain't vinyl, brother. This is
The animated threesomes are less stressful.
But you can hurt yourself still doing the efforts.
Yes.
Well, you know, I had to be, this is my joke, I had to be drunk in that episode, too. Those are two stressful things for an actor, is to be naked and to be drunk. Because drunk, you don't want to go too much.
No.
Yeah, I go. This is my joke. I go, put it this way: the actor's not going to yell too big during the naked scene. Oh yeah. Are we taking hands? How do we do this? Yeah.
Participating in this series of films, how do you feel it's improved you as a performer since you are alone when you're doing all of your scenes and lines and things associated with them?
It's another skill you got to develop. I'll tell you that. I know. In the beginning, it took me a while to get used to moving, not to being just here and not to emote without being able to emote with your body.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where that helps you in acting, but it is another skill.
But didn't think part of being a stand-up too helped you to do the voices because you're used to being in front of a mic by yourself, and it's kind of like the same thing.
So yeah, but you're still feeding off the audience with a stand-up.
Right. Well, you got the crew. If you can make them laugh.
Yeah, the crew's there. Yeah,
they'll laugh. I mean, it was complicated at first. Yeah, because there's no visual, there's no cartoon, there's no other people's voices. You just have a script, and then they draw according to your emotional cues.
Right.
But you have to feel free, and it takes a while to feel free.
Yes.
Then it's great.
Yeah.
You're by yourself, and no one else is nagging you,
or
looking at their watch.
Yeah.
There's no ego involved.
No. Yeah. Exactly. The ego. There's no other people's press agents or their agents going, when's my client going to get the time?
Yeah.
Great for you. Kids come up to you like once they hear your voice because you sound like Manny. You know, John, you do a little bit of the list, so you know, you can kind of get away with it. But I mean, do kids come?
I get
up to
kids
like,
who do it, but I think the parents usually tell them first. The parents tell them ahead of time that's Manny, and then they're. It could go either way then.
It usually goes bad for me.
Really?
Yeah, me too. Because
Sid is a cute character, and then they see me, and the kids are horrified. And I warned the dads. The dads are, come on, take it, John, show them the voice. I go, dude, it's not going to go well. It's happened before. And I do the voice, and the kids get freaked out. She goes, come on, John, come on. He's a little guy. Okay, all right. Tiny little guy, and the kids are like, oh, shit. Oh,
yeah. Well, they can't put it together. They're not putting it together, yeah. But then there are other kids that are fascinated by it, you know? Right? So it goes either way, but it's fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this one goes because the first one I did, my kids were too young to get that I was the boy, so they didn't believe me. So this one, they're old enough, I'm going to score some points.
That's
cool.
Well, that's not
right.
You.
Yeah, they're like, no, you're not that cool.
I don't know why I'm the designated picker, but
what is the actual attraction for doing a movie like this when you're doing animation?
Money.
Attraction.
Raise some big dollars. For me, Ray's a rich millionaire, but for the rest of us, you aren't as rich as Ray.
That's redundant. Rich millionaire.
Well, Trump's not a rich millionaire, so it's not really redundant.
That's funny.
Well, for me, it's being able to have something out there that the whole family can see.
Yeah.
You know, like kids can't come to my shows. That's the thing. Oh, doesn't that bug you when you're on stage and you look out and you see a kid? And I was like, who the hell brought their kid to the show? It's just too much pressure. So it's nice having something that they all can see.
Do you guys pop into movies since you have all these movies? Do you pop into a movie before you start your voiceover to kind of remind yourself where you're at?
Oh, you mean a previous Ice Age? Well, I've always had this one line from Ice Age 1 that gets me back in character, and that's where Sid is telling me they're migrating to the south and I'm going north, and I just say, I'm not going, Sid, and I just say that over and over. I'm not kidding. Every recording session, I just say that over and over, and then, because people think, I've said this before, people don't think I'm doing a voice, but in my head, I'm doing a voice. Yeah. People say, no, that's what you sound like. I go, no, not in my head.
I know, I don't believe you either. I don't know how you convince yourself.
I'll just say, Manny.
Yeah.
With a real kind of nasally voice. Repeat Manny over and over, because I'm always calling him for something, you know, and that kind of lets me know I'm back in the family again. And but for me, it's like whenever the new school, just the word of Ice Age, another Ice Age movie, it's almost like a magical thing that comes through the pipeline of your people. You know, whether it's your agent or your man, they're talking about another Ice Age. There may be another. Is it going to work? It seemingly magically comes together, and you're in it, and you're part of it, and everything works out, and it's time to like start making it happen, and you get this script, and it's exciting because, again, for the same reason, Wanda is going to be a hero to her kids. I'm going to be a hero to my nieces and nephews again, who called me Auntie Ellie for months at a time. You know, and it's something that gets to live with them. I mean, we're all very talented actors, and we can make the most R-rated, raw, whatever. We can go there, but to be able to have something that we can let the kids enjoy, it just sits with them for it, and that they'll probably remember. Like, this will be part of their childhood memory. They'll grow up remembering the Ice Age movie that they saw at that time and where they were and, you know, what the popcorn was like or who they went with. And that, to me, gets to be part of their life experience. And I think that's very cool.
I know. I've met 20-year-olds who grew up with Ice Age now. They're 20. Yeah. They were 5 years old when the first one came out, and now they're grown people. I mean, I don't know what that says about us. I was a lot older than 15 when it started.
Yeah, the real Ice Age didn't last this long.
When you guys go into the recording booth, you sort of have to drop your vanity. Was there a specific line or a reaction that was just a challenge to you in any of the films that you, any of the Ice Age films?
Was there a line? There's always a line that feels weird coming out of your mouth, and you can, you got a little leeway. You can change it up a little. But I don't know.
Thank you.
Well, John, let me ask you.
What?
Because my character, it's not very open for improv, the lines for me. But your character is so extemporaneously shouting stuff. Do you wing some of that in the studio?
Yeah, we do improvise. We do a little improvising. I mean, the lines are pretty damn funny the way they're written.
Right.
But there's still room to make stuff up and goof and add a little bit.
Because
you're right. He's a character who just yammers, so I can yammer away any garbage, and then they'll clean it up later.
Ray, you're...
Yeah, you, lady.
5 minutes. Your kids are at an age where they're starting to bring people around that may or may not be auditioning, be part of your family. How are you handling that?
Well, my daughter's out of the house already. She's out of the house for 2 years now. But when she was in, my wife was in charge of hating the boy she brought home. Because my wife just had an issue with every guy. And I was sitting back, and I'm kind of overprotective too, but she was taking that role, you know? And also...
She had to be the opposite, kind of.
Right, but also, I cut him a little slack because I was a guy like that. I was a slacker. I was a guy without a job and a thing. But I knew if he's a good guy. If he's a good guy, I'm okay. You know, he doesn't know if he's not going to school, he's this and that, that's all right. But
that's too slacking.
yeah. But it's now that she's out, I mean, when they leave, like what Manny's going through, I relate to it. It's rough. It's rough when they leave the house. I got three boys who are not going anywhere. For a long time.
Yeah. Do you guys recognize yourself when you see the film, eyebrow movement or mannerism?
Do we
recognize? Do you guys recognize yourself when you see the film, some movement?
Well, they film us. They film us now. Yeah. They didn't do that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they use that to animate with.
Yeah,
so they do pick up some
gestures. They'll film your movements, and they'll draw to it.
Yeah.
So sometimes, yeah. But we got to give credit to these guys.
No, they're amazing. Yeah.
They sometimes it's fun. Like in Ice Age 1, my character was reading on the wall those sketchings, and he saw his family.
Uh-huh.
And
kind of sad moment.
Yes, it got emotional, and I was like looking at it, and I was like, "I'm going to get credit for the emotion. That this is people may start crying here, and I get credit for it, and I have nothing to do with it. It's the animators, you know, because people would say that was so emotional when you looked in the cave.
No.
You go, well, thanks.
They know what you meant.
Yeah.
Ice Age is such a hit in Latin America, the rest of the world for that matter. But have you guys met your counterparts in Espanol?
I heard they do a better job than we do. That's what I heard. I heard people tell me
to get my Spanish up because I can't have nobody doing a better job. Because
they're ad-libbing more.
It's impossible. It's not impossible.
Well, that's funny. Have you ever been offered? Have you been offered to do it?
At the beginning, I was offered to it, but I was stupid. I passed on it.
Yeah.
Because I could have been a little Spanish peso.
Wow.
No, I have. Who does it? Who does my voice?
Well, Angelica Vale is pretty much royalty in Mexico that she does.
Oh, really?
As long as we keeping the royalty up.
It's big in Mexico. Ice Age is huge in Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah. In Latin America, all of Latin America, because of the family thing. We're a really family-oriented culture. Mm-hmm. And Ice Age is all about family. The beautiful thing is that it's different species.
Yes.
Can make a family. It doesn't matter where you come from, which is the more beautiful message of it all.
So loyalty makes a family, just blood is related?
Right, loyalty, yeah. Not blood.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any funny stories where you just popped in where you knew children wouldn't recognize you and started speaking in your character voice and just to see what they would do and then run out real quick?
No, but I'll try that next time. Thank you for the tip.
I had to give leave a voice message once as Manny.
Yeah, no.
I had to do that a couple times. Yeah,
I've done a few birthdays.
Yeah.
Hi, kid, happy birthday. Stay in school. I know it's hard for me to say. Stay in school.
This is last question.
Okay, go for it.
This is kind of about the end of days, apocalypse, and I was wondering, do you guys have apocalypse kits and what are in them?
I live in New York, so I do have one. Yeah, I do, because we had Sandy.
Right,
we
right.
We had
right.
A lot of stuff.
World,
September the 9/11. So I have a kayak, a floatable kayak for four people, hazmat suits, and gas masks. And
for real?
Yeah, a lot of my friends did it. Some of my friends have satellite phones because phones are going to be out. No, New York is a paranoid, so. Because the first city that's going to go out if we're being taken out is New York.
I have one. It's called a Bible. I crack it regularly just to make sure.
Keep it fresh.
I don't have to be around for
it. I need to update my kit because I have one when I, before kids.
Yeah.
So I need to do one for after kids because the one before kids is basically a flashlight, water, weed, and wine. Flashlight so I can find my weed in my
car. I was going with you too.
So now I gotta think, oh, kids.
I have flashlight. I got a flashlight and Cialis in case I'm the last guy. What if I'm the last guy alive?
You got a lot of responsibility, yeah, 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 to rebreathe. On that note,
thank you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like, this version.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.